the prophetic worship slide. We're in a season right now that I say this a lot, but not everybody comes to the same service. And so it's important to keep declaring the vision. 14 years ago, it was a long time. 14 years ago, we made the radical decision to move from contemporary praise and worship as the standard, sing a song, sing a song, sing a song, maybe talk a little bit in between, do it 20 minutes, which is about what we did back then even, when we first started. And of course, there's further revelation as time goes along, but we put a title on it, a prophetic worship. And that's what prophetic just means, listening to the Holy Spirit and following Him. John 3:8 says that the Holy Spirit comes in like a wind. You don't know where it comes from, you don't know where it goes, but you're still obligated to follow it. You can also look in Psalms, it says sing a new song every day. So if you get a new song every day, you've got to listen to the Holy Spirit's voice, because that's where the new song comes from. You know, it's Him speaking to it. So we entered into prophetic worship 14 years ago. For those that are still that were there, remember we sent teams to Morningstar Worship at the time, was very influential in the country. And they were the leaders in this. We sent teams to worship conferences there. They had a tremendous influence on us with all the different people that were there, Don Potter and all the whole crew that was there. And we started moving in that direction. It was a very radical change because we didn't just do song, song, song. We would do song and then speak or sing as the Lord showed us. And it took 14 years to try to get better and better at that. And we lost probably at least a fourth of our congregation just over that move, because it was not the norm, even though we were already. And so that's just, you know, that's how it is moving with the Lord. And so, you know, we made a big bet and we did that, and I don't ever regret it. You can't ever regret following the Holy Spirit. You can't judge your direction by those around you. Now, we need to listen to others and listen to people's voices and pay attention to what they're doing. But in the end, you can't go to heaven and say, well, he was doing this. Because he's going to go, I didn't ask you to do what he did. Now, he may come say, do what he did, but the voice comes from him. And so the last couple years, the Lord started showing me in my heart, and we started about 8 months ago. The Lord showed me, he said, there's actually two parts to prophetic worship. And so I'm telling you this because this is a lot of you have made comments and rightly so, because you're observant people, that the music in some ways is more like a rock concert at the beginning. And I said, that's what I want. And so I'm trying to explain, not the rock concert, but I'm trying to explain why. It looks like a rock concert, but there's actually something better going on. There's actually two components to prophetic worship. There's prophetic worship or praise. I should have called that prophetic praise. I'm going to go back and change that. Prophetic praise or prophetic intimacy, which is really what we've been doing the last 14 years. We get in the presence of the Lord, then we sing His songs. It was usually at the end. We sing His songs. It's a love song. It's a bridal song. It's an intimacy. Prophetic praise. I'll change that slide. I did that at the break, so forgive me. Do it as fast as you can. So prophetic praise or prophetic worship, I guess, is prophetic intimacy. Let's call it that. And I'll get the language down. That's what we've been doing for 14 years and growing in it. All it is what do you do with the Holy Spirit's voice? And it was always geared more towards an intimacy. It was always more at the end. Are y'all following me?
Yes.
But about last couple years, the Lord started showing me there's another piece that you need that's also prophetic. In the last 8 months, we've been trying to move there. We're finally getting in the right direction, and today we were there. He said, in this day and age, with the sin that's all around us, with the devil being so strong, with the kingdom's battles, you have got to start doing prophetic declaration. And that's what we started, and it's piece by piece, and you get a part. I couldn't have even explained it this well this year. But we've started moving more towards declaring at the beginning. It's prophetic, like what Kyle, I guess he's gone, but Kyle and Jason did this morning. Jason did it on Kyle's song. Kyle did it too, where they sang. Usually on the fast songs, we never did do prophetic movements. You sang the fast songs hoping to get to the prophetic worship at the end where you flowed in a new song. Are you following me? But we've changed that model. We've not changed that model. We've added to that model to do prophetic declaration. It takes prophetic declaration and prophetic praise. It's like bookends on the thing. Because the way the world is, he is raising up warriors now. And so many of us come in with stuff on us and depressed and discouraged. And so we're singing prophetically at the beginning and we're learning and growing. Today was a great example of it. That's what I'm talking about. Where we're not doing the prophetic intimacy love stuff. We're doing the declaration, get the hell off of me, devil.
Hallelujah.
You are a warrior with a destiny.
Yeah.
And you come in here, and not always, but sometimes I come in here, I don't feel like being here. And I need somebody to prophetically declare over me, you are a warrior, you are victorious.
Hallelujah.
And that's what I've called in the past apostolic worship. So you got the apostolic at the beginning and you got the prophet part at the end. Really, it's hard to maybe be that clear. But it's prophetic declaration, which is what I often call apostolic worship at the beginning. That's why it often looks like a rock concert, because what we're trying to do is be loud. We're not trying to be loud. We're trying to get across a message of victory.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
And so it is more of a look like a rock concert, because rock, or the faster parts of music, is the power, displays the power of the Holy Spirit. And the more intimate music at the end, or the softer music, just displays the intimacy of the music. It's going to take years to figure all this out. But I'm telling you, prophetic worship does have two components, and we're figuring them out, and that's why the change is there. It's declaring where you're going. And luckily, we did this morning, you break through, and then you do the praise. You enter His gates with thanksgiving, courts with praise. Let me tell you, the gates are often closed because devils have closed them. You got me? Christians are to storm the gates of hell.
Yes, sir.
And sometimes those gates are being closed by us or the devil, and it says the violent take it by force. You're a battering ram. Now, if you thought we were weird before, we're really weird. But I'm telling you, we started this 14 years ago, and you're starting to see it move across the nation, and there is this component of prophetic declaration, of declaring. And the Lord showed us those bookends, or Mike and Jason. Jason has that declaration on it, and Mike has that intimacy. And you know what's interesting? Mike is one of the most flexible people I've ever met in the Spirit. Because when I first met him, this anointing was not on him. And I don't know why God called him to it many years ago. Some of you might have been here at this service. When I even declared it over him to be a psalmist, I'm like, that doesn't match up at all. And when I declared over him to be an apostolic worshiper, I was like, I can see some of it. See, God doesn't call positions. He calls people to fit in under anointing in an office. And so Mike pruned himself, disciplined himself. You know, he was the hard rock and roller, and he could still do that. But now he's one of the best psalmist intimacy people I know. That did not come naturally. He said, I'm all right, I'm going to make a flip and do that. So you got a bookend of the declaration at the beginning and the worship at the end, and we'll just see where all it goes.